It was quite a whirlwind weekend in the world of Lex Fridman, which is kind of fun to say. A whirlwind weekend in the world of anybody is fun to say. If your name is Wally the Walrus, it's even more fun to say. It's kind of a whirly, kind of a whirlwind weekend in the world of Wally the Walrus. Man, alliteration, one of the great gifts. Anyway, here's today's episode of Your Daily Lex, the podcast whose theme song sounds almost indistinguishably like this.
Your Daily Lex.
So at the beginning of the weekend, I was going to support some friends who were in the musical, The Sound of Music. I didn't really have any interest in seeing the musical. I had interest in supporting friends. Then I liked the musical way more than I expected to. I mean, obviously, I'm familiar with The Sound of Music, although I had never seen it on stage. I'd only ever seen the movie. And it was good. Not amazing. Like Grease, it's a musical that has problems that are handled better by the movie. Also, the story of Grease is atrocious when played out. But yeah, the... it was a really strong cast and a great production. So enjoyed that. Also over the weekend, got some final solo bonding time in with Ani before on Saturday, we went to get the siblings from camp. So we got Liam and Sierra, had a very long day because we leave here around 7:35 in the morning, get to camp around 11:15. And then we're there all day because we don't leave until after the final play, which was Annie. And so we left around 6:20, 6:30, and then got home around 10:15. So a very long day. Sierra wasn't in the evening musical. Actually, she was for like a one-minute role. But she was essentially staff that helped work on the show. Even though she was still a CIT, they all told us she did counselor's work. It's just that we paid for her to do that instead. Fantastic. I will say this. The musical Annie that we saw, which featured almost exclusively very young children, was one of the worst things I've ever seen on stage. It was quite bad. Cute, but bad. Very bad. We get home. Everybody crashes and goes to sleep. We have the fun of unloading the car without using the driveway. So we've got to lug everything across the lawn because we can't go on the driveway yet. Good stuff. But anyway, all that's done. Handled. Beautiful. Then Sunday was about laundry. Lauren really did the lion's share. I think it was 5 loads of camp laundry. Because even if it came home from camp, in quotes, I don't think I said any of those words right. Even if it came home from camp, in quotes, clean, it's going in the laundry. So 5 loads of laundry, now all done and folded and put away even. Incredible. So all that's exciting. Also, very late on Saturday, a buddy of mine reached out and he's like, hey, I'm on a group text with theater people where somebody's like, hey, I need somebody to run an improv workshop for business people. Can I give them your info? I'm like, yeah, that's something I can do. Give them my info. And I spoke to the people on Sunday and they said, yeah, we want to do this. And by the way, we want to do it on Tuesday in New York City. And I'm like, that's tricky. I've got meetings. I've got a life. I've got stuff. And they're like, we'll pay you great. And I was like, I'm very, very interested. So I'm now doing an improv workshop, and it's also got me thinking I should probably try to get more of that work because I'm very uniquely suited to teaching business-focused improv workshops. I didn't include it on my live streaming consulting landing page and pitch initially because I just feel like if I'm like, hey, I'm a revenue and sales strategist and advisor consultant, and like, P.S. also improv, I feel like it diminishes the first half to include that second piece, and it shouldn't. I don't think it's fair, but I think that people get a different vibe when you're like, oh, and by the way, I also like improv comedian teacher. So I don't know. But I think it's going to be fun tomorrow, despite the fact that I have to go into Manhattan, which I really work hard to avoid at all times. But I think it's going to be fun. I also entered a bunch of Broadway lotteries for tomorrow because I'm like, if I'm already in New York City, I might as well go see a show while I'm there. And I keep getting the emails that I've lost those lotteries while I'm talking to you. If you're unfamiliar with Broadway lotteries, all the theaters offer up lotteries where you can get the ability to buy heavily discounted tickets because, you know, it's like a plane. They don't want to fly with empty seats. If they've got available seats left, they do a lottery and you can win the right to buy them for like $40 or $50 instead of $100+. So I've been trying, but I keep losing. Oh, well. And that's, I think, all my main updates. The only other ongoing annoyance is we have 3 electric cars and 0 ability to charge them at the house. We have to keep going to various charging places to charge them. The other 2 cars in the family, the ones that I don't drive, we can charge for free, and Elon Musk has to pay the bill. Ha ha, screw you, buddy. But my car, I have to pay to charge, and that's annoying. Anyway, that's all I got. Happy Monday, August 18th. You are wonderful.
Lex.